Welcome to the meditation for the economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us, as we transform from the inside out our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions. So does our immediate world. So does the world. It starts with each of us as we open ourselves up each day to be more and more who we are by divine right, to be pure vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 206. Be committed to a higher purpose. Create your legacy. Be committed to a higher purpose. Create your legacy. As I was preparing for some classes that I am teaching, this concept came up. Now, I'm teaching composition, and yet I tapped into this power of legacy that can only come about when one is committed to the gift that they discover within themselves. Let me share a couple of stories. Scottish American came to America, found himself about midway in his life in California. Nothing ever really hit for him. And in California, he discovers the beauty of nature all around him. He is in awe by this nature. He is inspired by this nature, the lakes, the forests, the mountains. And he is also at the same time happens to be reading Emerson and just enthralled in the wonder of the divinity that we live in here in America. And he found himself surrounded. He only wanted to be in the mountains. And he wrote and he wrote, and his words were published all over this land. And they started bringing people to the mountains in California, the area today that we call Yosemite. That was his primary focus, the land he fell in love with. He became such committed to this that he discovered within him. And all around him, there were people, business people, who wanted to cut down the trees, carve through the mountains, and he wrote and he wrote with great passion. So much passion that U.S. President Teddy Roosevelt came out to see what all the hoopla was about. And he asked to spend a night to go camping with just this one person. His name is John Muir. You may or may not know John Muir's name today, although over 100 places named for him, including Muir Woods outside San Francisco. This man changed history in America with his commitment to preserving the beautiful nature in America. He started what became part of the National Park Service. His enthusiasm that he wrote about, that he expressed, that he lived for, this is a legacy that he did not know he was creating at the time, but he was committed to preserving the beauty in America. And he, not that he went out to do this, to change all the laws, to create a whole new set of laws, but he just kept taking the next right step and being moved passionately by his inner commitment. This that he was led to, not like he grew up knowing he was going to do this, he was led to. It didn't show up till halfway through his life that he found this connection. He's at the right place at the right time and guided to follow his right path. And Emerson became aware of him, came out to visit him and brought some friends as well, and even offered him, because Muir was very highly educated. He offered him a professorship. I believe it was at Harvard. And Muir, being so committed to his higher purpose, turned it down. One example. Another example. We'll move up a few years. A young man of Indian birth finds himself in Africa, South Africa in particular, and even though he's highly educated, comes from a fairly well-off family, and is a licensed attorney, discovers that he is treated as inferior. Now, he's from a higher caste in India. He's treated as inferior. He is mistreated. He's abused verbally, attempted physically, sent to, in essence, like in America, to the back of the bus. And he finds himself in discontent with the law that he has trained in when he is not treated equally to all the other citizens in South Africa. And he writes and speaks passionately about this injustice. And where people are incited to choose violence, he speaks nonviolence. That we can change the law through nonviolence. And then he's led to come back to his own nation of India. This highly educated man who was educated in England and was asked to do work in South Africa, where he discovers inequities in how people are treated, especially people of his nationality. That when he goes back to India, he changes his ways, totally committed to his higher purpose that he discovers, to create change through nonviolence. We know this man today as Gandhi. Now, the legacy he left that he did not know he was going to do when he left home at, say, age 16, he didn't know this is the path he was led to. He was following the steps that were revealed, and it struck in him this chord that woke him up. And his actions, his words, his writings changed the course of history in India. And if that wasn't a big enough legacy, he changed the course of how people are treated in most places in the world today. He inspired people in South Africa, like Nelson Mandela, and he inspired, here in America, Martin Luther King, and all those who followed them to take the path of nonviolence, to create change in their nations and equality, legal equality, for all. Legacy, the potential to create legacy, is within each of us. We don't know when we're born necessarily what it is. We don't even know that we're supposed to create a legacy. But that seed is within you. And what the divine asks of us is that when you discover it, that you're willing to commit to it, to honor the promise that you made, although you may not remember in the human form, the promise you made in your spirit form that was placed inside your beingness, as if it's placed in your heart, and then you are led to circumstances that bring you face to face with this promise that you made to your higher self, to the divine herself. And you are asked to honor this pledge, this promise, and to pledge is to play. You honor to play along, to honor the agreement. This is legacy. Now bring it up to modern time. Maybe those seem too big. And yet those people did not think of it that way. They just did it step by step by step. Not necessarily aware of the full impact of their following this honoring of their commitment, of their promise to their legacy, the seed of the divine planted in them. There's this woman looking rather dowdy who seems to finally discover within her the courage to step out on a pretty big stage. She applies for something called, it's a British version of American Idol, whatever that is, England's Idol or something like that. And she's called to finally do that. She's held back and she's sung in little places, and then she feels this call inside. She cared for her mother most of her life. Her mother passed away, and after, before she passed away, before she made her transition, she asked her daughter to honor a promise, to honor the promise, to honor the gift she was given, the gift of song, the gift to move people with the song that flows through her heart, literally. And Susan said yes. And so she did little things at her church, local clubs, not really focused on herself, really focused on sharing her song gladly, fully. And she got this urging to go on this stage, to apply for this. And she gets on this stage, and people look at her, and they laugh. They make faces. She's dressed as a person maybe from the 1920s. Her hairstyle is definitely not in. Her clothes are old. There's no makeup. She doesn't look like star material. And then she sings. And she sings with a voice as if the angels are singing through her. And she immediately, without trying, she simply committed to her promise, wins them over. And she becomes the newest sensation. Not this flash in the pan, as they say, but a living inspiration. Overnight. Overnight, it seems, but it was there all along. Her name is Susan Boyle, and the world takes notice that the song within you is not about what you look like. It's about your beingness. This is an inspiration. Not only is her song touch people's hearts and make them almost cry when they hear the purity of what comes through her, but she inspires them to not be limited by your circumstances or what you appear to be as. This is her legacy and her commitment to her promise, to the divine that's with her, within her. Her mother knew it, and it took her mother asking her daughter to promise, as she asked on her deathbed, that awaken Susan to really honor the seed placed deep within her and to honor this promise. This promise to her higher self. Each of us has the seed. It is our responsibility as a human being to discover the seed, grasp onto it, honor it. Know we've been given this special seed to bring into the world something that no one else really can. No one can really bring it in the way we have been given the ability to do it. That is the promise we've been given. And it takes your commitment, dear one, to discover your promise, to act on this promise, to feel, to know, and to trust all is well, regardless of whatever you are facing, your economic situation, the relationships you're in, your physical appearance and conditions. The way is made when you create, when you commit to your higher self, to the promise placed within you that you agreed to as a spirit being as you came into this lifetime. That's today's message. To know that you are as powerful as John Muir, a Gandhi, a Susan Boyle. Don't think about the legacy. Focus on what lights you up inside, brings up the strong feelings of passion, makes you feel connected to the divine, and you will discover the legacy, the seed of the legacy growing within you. And you will be led to all the right people, all the right places, all the right situations, all the right experiences. It is ordained for you. We will keep today's message in mind as we go into meditation now. I invite you to breathe in to your heart center. Long, deep, gentle breaths. Take it slowly, focusing on your breath, feeling it coming and going, in and out, feeling one with the natural rhythm of the universe. And with each breath, feeling this oneness, aware of this peace that comes when we are one with the energy of the divine, this breath that you breathe. And when you're ready, drop within. Come within. Focused on your heart center. Notice the light. Feel as if you're drawn to a calm, gentle, warm lake, crystal clear. The color you're seeing right now . Step inside. And as you do, feel this peace, this love, embrace you. It seems tingle through your entire being, waking you up to a higher energy, and simultaneously feeling this deep, deep peace. Feeling such safety, releasing all pent-up emotions, all expectation. You allow yourself to let go. You sit within, perhaps recline, stretched out, floating in the purity, this healing water within, here at the center of your being. Feeling the pulse of the divine within you now. Resting. As the divine within and without harmonizes every cell and atom of your being. Feeling a certain transformation. Feeling every cell and atom feeling such awe. As you rest here, allow your higher self to speak to you in words, with pictures, with feelings, with knowingness. Perhaps a symbol will come up. A picture or a scene, a word. Focus on your promise. Promise that your soul made as you came into this physical being. Your promise to fulfill in this lifetime. Perhaps it's a single word. Perhaps it's a phrase. Perhaps you'll see a picture. Perhaps you'll see a picture that symbolizes something else. Simply resting here, deep inside, one with your higher self and your angels, soul to soul, listen. And when you receive it, feel thanks stay focused on this higher purpose. Have no concern for the how or the when or the why. Simply embrace what you already know. And know it is done. Now, dear ones, it's time to come back to live your everyday life from this place, one with your higher self, one with your higher purpose. Focused on today, allowing your higher purpose to play out. You'll be given the signs, the signals, the path, the way. And so as we began, we breathe from this resting position, feeling one with the power and presence of the divine within you, breathing long, deep, gentle breaths. Feeling yourself rising up from the inside out. Still connected at your core with the divine. Aware of your breath, the flowing in and the flowing out. Like the waves of the universe, rising taller, stronger, more secure, breathing into your heart, breathing into your head, breathing into your hands as you squeeze your fingers ever so gently. Breathing into your feet, squeeze your toes ever so gently. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. Now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
We open ourselves up to be vessels of pure love. Peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance, and unity. Take a path of nonviolence. Honor your agreement to be on beloved Mother Earth. I am God in action. Under grace,
And so it is. God bless. Namaste.